Hi, this is Scott Paddock, president of Chicagoland Speedway, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
On the road with Dane here on WGN 720, 312-981-7200 to add your thoughts to the program, and in studio with us to kick off what is going to be an exciting spring and summer of motorsports lifestyle talk is a man who lives it. He is there as the president of Chicagoland Speedway, and here with us on the road, it's Scott Paddock. Scott, welcome to the show.
Hey, great to be back in studio.
We have talked over the time, over the years, about motorsports, auto racing, the number one spectator sport as far as actual viewers and watchers, maybe just behind the NFL in popularity. And when it comes to Chicago, and we've talked about it before, maybe underrepresented as far as media attention on the sports side, but there are a lot of car lovers here in the area.
No doubt about it. 1.5 million motorsports enthusiasts self-identified in the Chicagoland market. So it's not by accident that NASCAR made the strategic decision many years ago to move the kickoff of their playoffs to a market like Chicago. They wanted to give it that big platform, that big stage it deserves, and what better market to do that than the third largest media market. And we're growing. I mean, it's only been 16 years since our existence. We're still a newbie in town, but the enthusiasm is there. And what's great is while the members of the media in Chicago didn't really grow up with this sport in this market, they're very intrigued by it, and they're very open to talking about it, and I think they're fascinated by it. And so we've gotten a great receptivity from the media, and we know this is a very competitive sports and entertainment market, but it's also one that gives you access to tremendous resources like media outlets, like Fortune 500 companies. And what we found is if you're willing to roll your sleeves up and go to work and tell your story, people will listen and embrace that. And we've got a great story to tell.
I think there's a lot of stories in the area that people kind of share along with you of their story with motorsports, automotive lifestyle. I mean, think about this. Probably all of you who are listening right now, or at least 99%, you're probably in a car right now. If you're honest with yourself and maybe you look in the rearview mirror, you know what it is. And one of the great things about it, and Scott, you working in that end of it, but there are so many people who are automotive enthusiasts that, you know, you think about all the cruise nights and car clubs and ways that people are attached in and around that world, but maybe on more of the civilian side.
Yeah, people love cars. People love speed. That's kind of a common bond that many, many people have in this market. And if there's anything that I've learned about Chicagoans too, they love big events, you know, and I always give the example. I'm not an avid horse racing enthusiast, but I love the Kentucky Derby because of what it stands for, that bigness, the spectacle, the pomp and circumstance, the pageantry, that festival kind of atmosphere. That's what a NASCAR Cup weekend is all about. It's the one time a year the best stock car drivers in the world descend in our marketplace. And oh, by the way, we happen to kick off their playoffs, so it's an even bigger deal. And the event weekend is defined by so much more than just racing. Music is a big part of it. We'll have headline musical entertainment acts, camping, tailgating, this incredible sense of community, sponsor engagement, kids programming and activity. So it's really one of those bucket list kind of items that I tell everyone in the sports world, you haven't really experienced everything until you've checked that box and checked out a NASCAR weekend.
It is. We've talked about the fact that, you know, up close and in person, it is a completely different experience than maybe you're getting on television. But it is that family experience, and NASCAR has done everything that they can do. NHRA does a lot of that as well to make those drivers, make it kind of an interactive. There's a lot of things for the kids to do. And we've talked about how accessible the drivers are. But, you know, people know a lot of the things that I do here at the station are food and tailgate related as well. And there is no tailgate experience like a racing tailgate experience. So, you know, you kind of oversee for the safety and enjoyment of all there. What do you have any like crazy tailgate stories that you remember people?
Oh, no doubt about it. You know, when we opened our doors in 2001, tailgating meant, you know, you pop open your trunk, right? You lay out some cold cuts. Maybe you've got a little tiny barbecue grill, you know, going.
A styrofoam cooler with a couple blue ribbons in there.
And now fast forward to 2016, 2017. And, you know, there's tiki huts and tiki lounges that are set up, and there's almost like people replicating in our infield. People bring their couches and their love seats, and they set up almost like their family room in the infield.
Right.
And then the competitive nature comes out too with these tailgating experiences. Everybody wants to one up one another and show who's got the best barbecue sauce, who's got the best ribs. And it gets back to this wonderful sense of community. You could be just walking around and people will recruit you in. It's like inviting you into their home and hey, check out, they want to check out their spread and compliment their culinary skills. And it's just food has a way of bringing people together in this incredible sense of community. When you combine that with a NASCAR environment, I mean, it's a recipe for success.
Right. The recipe for success. And it isn't just the people in the infield and around. Of course, it is a lot of that, but also the drivers on board with this too. I mean, I could tell you when I first started covering the sport, it was basically craft services. You know, it was concession stand food. And now a lot of these drivers and teams have chefs that travel with them. I mean, everything has been elevated.
They really do. They have chefs. It's about convenience, but it's also about health and wellness too, because, you know, in the old days, there wasn't a whole lot of premium on nutrition and strength training and conditioning. Now there is. These teams have a nutritionist on staff. They have a chef on staff. They have a strength and conditioning coach on staff, because they know that, you know, it's not easy driving that race car for 3.5 hours in temperatures of the car that could reach 140 degrees. And they're going to sweat a lot of fluids out. Nutrition's a big part of it. And the pit crew members, Dane, if you can shave a fraction of a second, a tenth, a hundredth of a second off a pit stop, that can be the difference between taking the checkered flag and finishing in the 11th or 12th position.
So you're going to see the even the pit crew is going to be kind of trained super. You're not going to see a Chocolate Myers like ambling over the wall?
No, the days of seeing a guy in the pits smoking a cigarette, those are long gone in the sport. Now, NASCAR actively recruits college athletes. A lot of college former football players are now pit crew members in the teams, and they work out just like a high-conditioned athlete does.
Wow.
And strength and training and fitness and nutrition is a big part of the regimen, because it's, again, it's the difference between taking the checkered flag and finishing in the back of the pack.
We've known and we've always promoted it as obviously a sport, but you get those people that are in the periphery that say, hey, you're just turning, you know, left or whatever for a few hours. It's not necessarily a sport. But I think that will, once you see, you know, the physical demands that are in there, and then if you're kind of building in some of those regimens on the athletic side, where these are finely tuned athletes as opposed to just, I don't know, American sports stars, right? You're going to see that kind of change in perception.
Yeah, you know, next time you watch a race, watch the pit crew, watch the agility and the athletic dexterity as they hop over the wall and, you know, get into position. And it's all about precision, and they're doing what they're doing, changing those four tires, putting fuel in, making wedge and track bar adjustments in 12 seconds. So they have to be a well-oiled machine in order to pull that out. So, and the technology in the sport is so amazing. I mean, these OEM, these auto manufacturers spend literally billions of dollars in NASCAR every year. This is their laboratory. This is where they do their R&D. And what they learn out on the racetrack is a lot of what is applied to the technology that you find in the showroom, in the vehicles you purchase Monday through Sunday.
It's so cool to see how the sport has kind of changed, progressed, advanced, and people are enjoying it on a regular basis. And like you said, too, a lot of the advancements in racing are what drives what people are seeing in their cars and some of the advancements on the road next year today. So we want to ask you, of course, thank you for being on the road with us, especially in our kickoff episode. So, Scott, what was your first car? Did you save up for it? Was it a hand-me-down? We talked to Steve Grzanich on the, you know, the opening Bell show, the business show. I'd asked him what his first car was, and he said, you know, Dane, is kind of a boring car. I think it was a Chevy Chevette, right? He saved up for it. It had low miles, got it from a nice elderly lady nearby that took care of it. I said, no, it's not a boring car. It is reliable and stable, just like people need you to be on the opening Bell. So for you, Scott, what was your first car?
You know what? I had a Buick Skylark. And
nice.
Then I transitioned into a Pontiac Grand Am.
Oh, there you go.
So I was a Buick and Pontiac guy early on.
With the sporty side, right?
The sporty side, that's right. I had to fit in it too, by the way.
So you had the sunroof.
Room was important. That's right. I always had to have the sunroof.
And the Grand Am, of course, to keep the sporty side out there at Chicagoland Speedway, chicagolandspeedway.com for all the action. Get out there and see him and enjoy yourself some racing. Scott, thanks so much for taking time and being on the show today.
Thanks a lot. It's always fun hanging with you, Dane.